Now what I need to do is toss in a watermelon.
A watermelon? Why are they tossing in a watermelon? Why are they tossing in a watermelon?
Because of Buckaroo Banzai, you see. So now we just need a watermelon, and someone will wander past and go, "Why watermelon?" And then it'll make me happy.
I do remember sacrificing a watermelon in a con and
vampire birth. Melon. They could have some vampire melons. Do you know about vampire melons?
Yes, remember the vampire melons.
Yeah. I love vampire melons. They're just the most fascinating concept. I've told you about vampire melons, haven't I?
Tell us about vampire melons.
Okay. In some Eastern European countries, if you leave a melon, a pumpkin, a melon, a watermelon, whatever, it depends on where you are to the specifics. But basically, if you leave it too long after Halloween or Christmas without consuming it, it turns into a vampire. You know your melon has become a vampire because it rolls around and growls and blood seeps out of it. But because it doesn't have a mouth, it can't actually bite you. So it's kind of a pointless concept. But there are many legends of vampire melons.